My name is Negi. As just explained, I would like to explain about mainly the fourth quarter results. First of all, in regard to the results in terms of net, it is 26 billion, 8% down, and operating income is 13 billion and 8 billion in case of operating income. And for net sales, our numbers are down compared to our forecast, but we have operating income and ordinary income, and net income. We are going roughly according to plans. Now, if we look at the negative numbers here, we can see that there is the impact of the foreign exchange. If we exclude the foreign exchange impact, then we can see that in terms of net sales, we have increased by 5%. And the other numbers will be introduced in the other slides. In the dollar-denominated terms, there has been an 8% increase in net sales. In operating income, it's a 4% increase. But when it's on a yen-denominated basis, then we see a different story. So it's interesting to see that it's an increase in both net sales and income on a dollar-denominated basis. And for the comparison purposes, we have shown this. But we have gone down in both net sales and in income in terms of yen-denominated numbers. So we have to recognize this because we are listed as a Japanese company. Well, if we look at the regional breakdown, we can see that in Europe and Asia, we see these kinds of results. This is also due to the currency exchange impact, and there's a 15% impact in North America. We're also down in other areas, but no major impact has been observed other than that of the foreign exchange rates. And here's the situation. This shows the fluctuations by each region, and then we see the impact because of the currency fluctuations. So this would be the result if there were no impact of foreign exchange rates on our company results. And if we look at the share by region, because of the high yen, the Japanese share has gone up considerably, at 42% of the total, and Europe has gone down. Now, this is the sales by segment, and this is something that we've been explaining for some time. There are two ways of dividing the situation, which would be the most appropriate. And here, consumer, we are seeing double-digit growth, whereas in corporate, we're seeing double-digit decrease. And there's the impact of the foreign exchange rates, but we see consumer growth higher than corporate growth. And in the case of the corporate market, recently, because of the recession, we are seeing a considerably tough situation among our customers. And so there's that impact. And there are price adjustments and so on. And also, this comes up when new contracts are up. So, as we have already mentioned, we don't intend to get business just by price negotiation. But the customers may want to buy product, but they no longer have the budget available because of their financial performance. So we have to take that into consideration, and that impact is reflected in the numbers here. Now, the bookings. If you look at the situation, it may surprise you, but there was the impact of FX fluctuations in the balance sheet, but this is the situation. Although there's the exchange rate impact, we're showing a negative result here in the fourth quarter in the corporate area. For the financial performance, we have seen negative results. Over here, we see the situation in regard to deferred revenue. And this is the deferred revenue by each month. And the impact of the FX and the FX impact excluded is looked at, and we're seeing growth in Europe, and there's seasonal fluctuations. And in Europe, if we consider everything, we see that the results are not as good in the fourth quarter as we had expected. And then there's these operating expenses. When net sales go down, then the impact of the foreign exchange rates come about here. And the expenses also go down because here, it's not because of reductions, but on a yen-denominated basis, we see a reduction in the expenses because of our corporate structure, as we've already mentioned. We don't hedge the exchange rate risks because in terms of net sales and expenses, to a certain extent, it's well matched. So if the FX impacts the net sales, it also impacts in the same way the expenses. And there's the Linksys payments and so on, which did not exist in the previous quarter. So there is some decline here, but a major impact here is due to the FX fluctuations. Next is the bookings versus total costs. In the fourth quarter, as for the highlights, this was not a busy slide last quarter as well, but we don't have too much we can boast about this quarter. Despite the our current tough environment, we've been able to get operating margins of 31%. As for the lowlights, this stands out. One thing, as already mentioned, the bookings number is weak in all regions. And as for the enterprise business, we see that compared to the previous year, we are down. Over here as well, I have to explain more about this, but in the corporate market, for the small businesses are doing relatively well and are growing, but when it comes to major corporations, compared to the previous year, we see that it's a tougher situation, and there's the budget management issues that come about, as mentioned already. Next is the headcount. These are the numbers. It's plus 200 persons. Now, the reason why in this kind of environment we are seeing an increase is because, as indicated in our presentation, for 2009 there is a variety of new services and products that will be launched onto the market. And so therefore, although the recession creates a tough situation, we have to react as a company. And so there is a financial structure which we have built up. And so we're trying to avoid any kind of impact on our corporate strategy. And so there's a lot of technical support and research development people that we need.
So these are the people that will support the new products and services. These are non-operating items and nothing special to mention. 900 million yen. Impairment loss. This is a balance sheet. Of course, on the Tanshin report, you can see more details. There is reduction due to FX. We have some dollar-denominated cash as well. When converted into yen, 5 to 6 billion yen worth of impairment is posted at the end of fiscal year. That is why we see these reductions in numbers. This is the CDO details. Rating has worsened, and the lower the rating, the tougher the market value. 2.9 billion yen loss is calculated. 900 million in the 1.1 billion yen reduction, 72% reduction, 28% is still remaining. And credit event is actually observed with this particular CDO, 250 million yen down. And the maturity dates are shown here, 2010 and 2011. If there are no other credit events until then, we should be able to get back 3.7 billion yen. And this is the full year number for 2008. And we have been disclosing numbers every quarter, so I have no special comment about this slide. One comment about dividends and the payout ratio. Consolidated net income plus stock option expenses. So we have not made any changes, 60%. For 2008, we use the same level of 60%. So that means 97 yen per share dividend. Compared to the previous year, this is 13% lower. But this is due to the reduction in the total, where net income and stock option is combined, so the payout ratio has not gone down. There's another number that I can show you. In 2008, stock buyback was done in the order of 7 billion. So when this is added back, in total, we have returned to shareholders approximately 20 billion yen, which is year-on-year growth of 14%. You can see where the cash out happened and the dividend has gone down a little bit, but in total, 100% of NI is the level that we're at. So 97 yen dividends. I don't know what's going to happen in 2009, but we believe that we are giving sufficient cash return to our shareholders. This is a forecast for Q1. Our FX situation will continue to be tough, and we cannot be optimistic with the economic forecast either. Excluding Japan, we believe that there will be a decrease, and the stock option expenses will be 0.5 billion yen, and the exchange rate assumption is 90 yen per US dollar. 22.5 billion is a net sales forecast. Operating income 5.2 billion, ordinary income 5.3, and net income 3.2. And operating income will go down drastically due to headcount expenses, increasing the fixed expenses. So this is going to happen because of the new products and services are coming in the second half of this fiscal year. We will be absorbing the cost and we will try to improve the profit ratio. Looking at the first quarter alone, without the FX impact, the flat is growth. Growth is flat. And this is just the forecast for the first fiscal year, first quarter. For the full year, the forecast is based on this number. Without the FX impact, we believe that the growth will be flat. We want to launch new products and services, and we want to exceed these numbers, but right now the economic situation is very tough. So rather than going for optimistic forecasts, we have decided to use these numbers for 2009 forecast. If the sales is flat, the expenses will increase slightly, so the profit will be down based on this forecast. So 409, net sales without FX impact is flat, but the profit is expected to go down by about 10%. Of course, we don't know how FX is going to change, but with the new products to be launched, hopefully we can show a better figure when we present next time. Thank you very much.
In the balance sheet explanation by Mr. Megi, there was mentioned about 5 billion valuation loss, but this is just a shrinkage of the balance sheet by 5 billion, and it is non-impact, so I should like to add that explanation. Now we'd like to hear from our Chief Executive Officer, if